Welcome to the Rebuilding Lives podcast. We dive deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Today, we are looking at breaking the stigma of addiction and criminal records, reclaiming your worth. The coffee shop was bustling with the usual morning crowd when Sarah noticed the familiar look cross her interviewer's face. The conversation had been going well until she disclosed her criminal record, as required by law for healthcare positions. The interviewer's demeanor shifted instantly. Warmer tones became professional distance. Genuine interest became polite dismissal. Sarah had encountered this reaction dozens of times, but it never stopped stinging. 6 years into her recovery from heroin addiction and 3 years since her last arrest, Sarah was a certified nursing assistant, a devoted mother, and an active community volunteer. Yet in that moment, she felt reduced to nothing more than her worst decisions. This experience captures the daily reality faced by millions of Americans carrying the dual burden of addiction stigma and criminal records. The weight of double stigma. Society's perception of addiction and criminal behavior creates compound barriers that extend far beyond the initial consequences of these experiences. Research from the National Academy of Sciences reveals that stigma associated with criminal records affects employment, housing, education, and social relationships for decades after sentence completion. When combined with addiction stigma, these effects become magnified, creating systematic exclusion from opportunities essential for rebuilding lives. The language society uses to describe people with these experiences reflects deep-seated biases that shape both external treatment and internal self-perception. Terms like addict, ex-con, or felon reduce complex human beings to single defining characteristics, ignoring growth, change, and the multifaceted nature of human identity. This linguistic reduction becomes internalized, affecting how individuals view themselves and their potential for future success. Public perception studies show that people with criminal records face discrimination rates similar to those experienced by racial minorities, while individuals with addiction histories encounter additional barriers related to perceived moral weakness or lack of self-control. These attitudes persist despite mounting evidence that addiction represents a medical condition rather than a character flaw, and that most people with criminal records never reoffend. The stigma operates through both explicit discrimination and implicit bias that affects countless daily interactions. Employers may unconsciously assume that people with criminal records are unreliable or dangerous. Healthcare providers might treat addiction-related medical issues with less compassion than other conditions. Community members may avoid social connections with individuals they know have criminal histories, limiting opportunities for relationship building and social integration. Understanding these realities helps contextualize the challenges faced while also revealing opportunities for change. Stigma thrives in environments of ignorance and fear, but it diminishes when confronted with authentic relationships, accurate information, and consistent evidence of positive change. The psychology of stigma and self-worth. Living with stigmatized identities creates psychological challenges that extend beyond external barriers. Internalized stigma occurs when individuals adopt society's negative perceptions about their conditions or experiences, leading to reduced self-esteem, hopelessness, and self-limiting behaviors that can undermine recovery and reintegration efforts. Dr. Irving Goffman's seminal research on stigma identifies how discredited identities affect social interactions and self-perception. Individuals learn to manage information about their stigmatized status through various strategies: concealing their history when possible, being selective about disclosure, or openly acknowledging their background while working to change perceptions. Each strategy carries psychological costs. Concealment requires constant vigilance and creates anxiety about discovery, while also preventing authentic relationships and limiting access to support systems. Selective disclosure demands careful judgment about when and how to share personal information, creating emotional labor around every new relationship or opportunity. Open acknowledgement can lead to rejection and discrimination, but also enables authenticity and connection with others who share similar experiences. The chronic stress of navigating stigmatized identity contributes to mental health challenges that can threaten recovery and successful reintegration. Depression, anxiety, and feelings of worthlessness often result from repeated experiences of rejection and discrimination. These emotional responses can trigger relapse or engagement in criminal behavior as individuals seek relief from psychological pain or lose hope in legitimate pathways to success. However, research also demonstrates that individuals can develop resilience against stigma effects through specific psychological strategies and social supports. Building strong personal identity beyond stigmatized characteristics, developing coping mechanisms for discrimination, and connecting with communities that provide acceptance and understanding all contribute to psychological resilience. Strategies for personal resilience. Building resilience against stigma begins with developing a comprehensive sense of identity that encompasses your full humanity rather than being defined by past mistakes or struggles. This process requires intentional effort to recognize and cultivate your strengths, values, achievements, and aspirations while acknowledging but not being limited by your history. Create a personal narrative that frames your experiences within a story of growth and transformation rather than shame and failure. This narrative should honestly acknowledge past struggles while emphasizing the learning, strength, and wisdom gained through these experiences. Practice telling your story in ways that highlight your journey of change rather than dwelling on past mistakes. Develop specific responses to stigmatizing comments or discriminatory treatment that allow you to maintain dignity while potentially educating others. These responses might range from brief corrections of misconceptions to more detailed explanations of your current circumstances and goals. Having prepared responses prevents you from being caught off guard by discriminatory comments and helps you respond constructively rather than defensively. Build a support network that includes people who know your full story and value you for who you are today, rather than judging you for past mistakes. This network might include family members, friends in recovery, mentors, counselors, or community members who have demonstrated acceptance and support. Regular connection with people who see your worth helps counteract negative messages from society. Practice self-compassion as an antidote to internalized stigma and self-criticism. Treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a good friend facing similar challenges. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes and faces struggles, and that your worth as a human being is not determined by your worst moments or most difficult periods. Engage in activities and relationships that reinforce positive aspects of your identity. Volunteer work, creative pursuits, educational activities, and community involvement provide opportunities to be seen and valued for your contributions rather than judged for your history. These activities also build evidence of your current character and values that can be shared when addressing stigmatizing assumptions. Changing perceptions through action. Individual actions, while important for personal resilience, become most powerful when combined with efforts to change societal perceptions more broadly. Every positive interaction, successful outcome, and demonstration of growth contributes to shifting public understanding about the potential for change and redemption. Excellence in your current roles serves as powerful advocacy for others facing similar challenges. Whether in employment, parenting, community involvement, or education, consistently demonstrating reliability, competence, and positive character helps break down stereotypes about people with criminal records or addiction histories. Your success becomes evidence that challenges assumptions about limitations imposed by past mistakes. Share your story strategically in contexts where it can educate others and promote understanding. This might involve speaking at community events, participating in panels about criminal justice or addiction issues, writing about your experiences, or simply being open about your background when appropriate in daily interactions. Personal stories humanize statistics and challenge abstract prejudices through concrete examples of transformation. Support policy changes that reduce systematic barriers faced by individuals with criminal records or addiction histories. This might involve advocating for fair chance hiring practices, supporting reform of professional licensing restrictions, promoting addiction treatment funding, or working to eliminate housing discrimination. Political engagement transforms personal experience into broader social change. Mentor others who are navigating similar challenges, providing support, guidance, and hope based on your own experiences. Mentorship relationships demonstrate that successful reintegration is possible while building communities of mutual support that can collectively advocate for change. Your investment in others' success multiplies the positive impact of your own transformation. Challenge stigmatizing language and attitudes when you encounter them in professional, social, or community settings. This doesn't require confrontational responses, but rather educational conversations that help others understand the impact of their words and assumptions. Many people harbor prejudices based on ignorance rather than malice, and can be influenced by respectful dialogue with someone who has lived experience. Building allies and community. Sustainable change in societal attitudes requires building coalitions that extend beyond individuals directly affected by addiction and criminal justice issues. Allies from various sectors of society bring different perspectives, resources, and influence to efforts aimed at reducing stigma and expanding opportunities. Faith communities often serve as powerful allies in anti-stigma efforts, as many religious traditions emphasize redemption, forgiveness, and human dignity. Engaging with religious organizations can provide both personal support and advocacy platforms for broader social change. Many faith communities have specific ministries focused on addiction recovery or criminal justice reform that welcome involvement from people with lived experience. Professional organizations in fields like healthcare, education, social work, and business increasingly recognize the importance of addressing stigma and discrimination. Participating in professional development activities, conferences, or committee work provides opportunities to share your perspective while building relationships with allies who can influence policy and practice within their organizations. Educational institutions, from elementary schools to universities, offer venues for sharing stories and promoting understanding among students and faculty. Speaking engagements, classroom visits, or participation in educational programs help shape future leaders' attitudes while providing platforms for advocacy and education. Business leaders who have implemented second chance hiring practices or addiction recovery support programs can serve as influential allies in promoting policy changes and cultural shifts within the business community. Building relationships with progressive employers creates models for other businesses while expanding employment opportunities for people facing barriers. Criminal justice professionals, including progressive prosecutors, judges, probation officers, and law enforcement leaders, increasingly recognize the importance of rehabilitation and reintegration support. Engaging constructively with reform-minded justice professionals can influence policy and practice while building understanding across traditional divides. The ripple effect of changed lives. Personal transformation creates impacts that extend far beyond individual success stories. When you overcome stigma and build a fulfilling life despite past challenges, you influence family members, community perceptions, policy discussions, and future opportunities for others facing similar barriers. Children and family members observe your resilience and success, learning powerful lessons about the possibility of change, the importance of persistence, and the value of maintaining hope during difficult circumstances. Your transformation becomes intergenerational, influencing family patterns and providing positive role models for young people who might otherwise lack examples of successful recovery and reintegration. Community members who witness your positive contributions develop more nuanced understanding of addiction and criminal justice issues. Neighbors, coworkers, and acquaintances who see you consistently demonstrating positive character and valuable contributions begin to question their assumptions about people with similar backgrounds. These changed individual attitudes accumulate into broader cultural shifts. Policymakers and community leaders take notice when significant numbers of people successfully transition from criminal justice involvement or addiction to productive community membership. Your success, combined with similar stories from others, provides evidence for policy arguments about the effectiveness of rehabilitation approaches and the importance of removing unnecessary barriers to reintegration. Employers who have positive experiences with workers who have criminal records or addiction histories become advocates for second chance hiring practices. Your professional success helps create opportunities for others while demonstrating the business benefits of inclusive hiring practices. Creating lasting change. Breaking stigma requires both individual resilience and collective action that addresses systematic barriers and cultural attitudes. The most effective anti-stigma efforts combine personal transformation, strategic advocacy, policy reform, and community education in comprehensive approaches that create lasting change. Document your journey and achievements as evidence for advocacy efforts and inspiration for others facing similar challenges. Written accounts, video testimonials, or other forms of storytelling preserve your experiences while providing resources that can influence others long after initial conversations end. Your documented transformation becomes part of a growing library of evidence about human potential for change. Engage in research and evaluation efforts that measure the effectiveness of anti-stigma programs and policies. Academic institutions, nonprofit organizations, and government agencies increasingly recognize the value of including people with lived experience in research projects. Your participation helps ensure that research addresses real-world concerns while contributing to evidence-based approaches to reducing stigma. Support organizations that provide services to individuals facing similar challenges, while also advocating for policy change and public education. These organizations amplify individual voices while providing platforms for collective action that can achieve broader impact than isolated individual efforts. Stay informed about policy developments, research findings, and social trends that affect attitudes toward addiction and criminal justice issues. Understanding the broader context of stigma and discrimination helps you engage more effectively in advocacy efforts while identifying opportunities for influence and change. The path from stigmatized identity to respected community member requires courage, persistence, and support from others who believe in your potential for growth and contribution. Every day that you live according to your values rather than society's limitations creates evidence that change is possible and stigma is unwarranted. Your life, rebuilt with intention and integrity, becomes a powerful argument against prejudice and a beacon of hope for others facing similar challenges. The stigma that once felt overwhelming becomes the catalyst for proving that human potential cannot be limited by past mistakes or societal assumptions. The transformation you create extends far beyond your individual circumstances, contributing to a more just and compassionate society that recognizes the capacity for growth and redemption in every person. Your journey from stigma to strength becomes part of a larger story of social progress and human dignity that benefits us all.